We've been reporting about how President Trump is facing off with North Korea over the North Korean nuclear program. Well, now how some of that is playing ahead of an election next week in South Korea. That election is to replace the country's president, who was impeached late last year. She goes on trial tomorrow for corruption. That has opened up a big debate in South Korea over how close it wants to be with the United States. NPR's Lauren Freyer has the story from Seoul.
Supporters of the impeached president, Park Geun-hye, chant for the destruction of their enemy, North Korea. They've set up an encampment in central Seoul. They tend to be older, conservative, and pro-U.S., like 74-year-old Lee Sung-won, who lived through the Korean War. He wears army fatigues and buttons with a Christian cross and U.S. and South Korean flags.
The communist threat is still high. We need the U.S. to defend us. Younger generations don't realize it, but if we replace Park with a liberal, we're risking our future.
A liberal, however, is leading in the polls. Moon Jae-in, a human rights lawyer who wants dialogue with North Korea and possibly cooler relations with Washington. Protesters clashed with riot police in a southeastern region of the Korean Peninsula last week, where the U.S. military is installing a defense system designed to shoot down North Korean missiles. An increasing number of South Koreans are opposed to it. The presidential frontrunner Moon vows to renegotiate the deal. Moon's rallies tend to draw support from younger South Koreans, who've grown up in a prosperous, peaceful country. 23-year-old Choi Ji-hae worries less about war and more about youth unemployment and corruption. Aside from ex-president Park, the head of the country's biggest company, Samsung, is also on trial for corruption.
I support Mr. Moon because, first of all, I believe he will not do like Ms. Park, take money from the companies. I believe that he is clean.
She's also rethinking South Korea's heretofore steadfast friendship with the U.S., in part because of President Trump, who says he may scrap a free trade deal with South Korea and has threatened to make Seoul pay for the missile defense system the U.S. is installing here. And he's thinking about preemptive military action against the North.
Trump, I didn't know what he wanted to do. Like, he wanted to fight with North Korea or take something from South Korea? I cannot understand what he is doing now.
North Korea may not understand either. And that may explain why it has not conducted a sixth nuclear test, as has been expected, says John Yong-sun, a professor of North Korean studies in Seoul.
North Korea knows Trump is no Barack Obama. It knows he could attack any day now. So I think that's why North Korea is holding back on major provocations.
Today, North Korea said it's bolstering its nuclear program at maximum speed and that only its supreme leader will decide when the next step will come. South Koreans have lived with that uncertainty for decades, and now there's more uncertainty over Trump's plans. South Koreans have a lot to weigh as they go to the polls next week in an election that could complicate relations between the U.S. and one of its closest allies. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Seoul.